Hits to the body, not concussions, cause the degenerative brain disease CTE. That's the conclusion of Boston University researchers in a chronic traumatic encephalopathy study that's published in the journal Brain. WBUR's Fred Tice reports on how that might affect youth sports.
Boston University researchers had previously demonstrated that it's actually the head motion caused by an explosion that causes chronic traumatic encephalopathy in people exposed to blasts from improvised explosive devices. So now, BU's Lee Goldstein says researchers wanted to make a device that would allow the head to move in exactly the same way when subjected to an impact, like in contact sports. The goal was to understand how head impact triggers CTE.
So what we have here is a device that is able to impart to a mouse pretty much what you would see with a flying tackle from a linebacker to an opposing quarterback to the left side of the head.
Goldstein is an associate professor of many disciplines at BU: psychiatry, neurology, ophthalmology, pathology, laboratory medicine, and biomedical engineering. He led the team that spent 7 years looking into what causes CTE among people who play contact sports. They investigated by subjecting mice to impacts similar to those in contact sports, and they found that the mice developed CTE and some form of concussion. But the mice in the previous study, the ones exposed to a strong blast, they developed just the CTE, not concussions.
And they both get CTE. And so what that tells us right off the bat is that concussion cannot be associated with CTE. There's no correlation of the degree of concussion with the CTE or other endpoints. Our data suggests that the human CTE correlates better with total exposure and the earlier exposure. Those kids who play Pop Warner when they start young and play longer are at greater risk than those who start later and play shorter.
I'm not sure about the part starting younger. I think that's not proven and subject to a lot of debate.
Julian Bales is the chairman of the Medical Advisory Committee for Pop Warner Football.
I do believe that CTE is related to years of exposure, but primarily exposure at the higher levels of play, probably starting in high school where there are 600 to 800 hits a year, and in college where there are even more, and continuing on into professional.
But the new research contradicts that conclusion. Goldstein's team found CTE even in mice with few hits to the head.
We see it even after one exposure to the impact, and it not only persists, but it will progress. It spreads through the brain. It will spread as you age.
And Goldstein stresses concussions are not the cause of CTE.
The concussion is actually a different mechanism from the mechanisms that lead to CTE. We can completely dissociate them. We can have CTE with or without a concussion. It's somewhat irrelevant.
Preventing hits and not just concussions, Goldstein says, will prevent CTE.
In soccer, maybe we stick to the foot game up until a certain age before we get into a head game. Maybe for football, we play the game differently up until a certain age, and then people can make a decision when they're more mature, the brain's more mature, about how they're going to play it as young adults.
Building on the science of this study, the Concussion Legacy Foundation is launching a campaign to get children under 14 to play only flag football. Chris Nowinski, the chairman of the foundation and one of the authors of the study, says the campaign is to educate parents
that they shouldn't enroll their child in tackle football until age 14. That it will make a world of difference for your child's experience in playing the game of football if you actually delay the onset of tackling until their brain has had a chance to develop and until their body is really ready for tackle.
Nowinski's group is also recommending no heading in soccer until age 14 and supports eliminating checking in boys' ice hockey until 15. That's a recommendation opposed by former Dartmouth College hockey player Mike Richardson, who's now a Hingham hockey dad and president of Hingham Youth Hockey.
I think they should go the other way and allow more body contact at a younger age and teach kids how to protect themselves, how to, take a hit, give a hit, not put themselves in a bad situation. And kids are, you know, relatively the same size at 10 and 11, and once you get to 14, 15 and puberty hits, the size disparity is much wider at that age level.
I thought that there could be more, you know, opportunities for no-check leagues for kids that don't want that contact, the parents that don't want that contact.
This year, a Dunstable hockey mom started a no-check hockey program after her son suffered a concussion, though not from hockey. Nicole Demolpier says the BU study is probably a game-changer.
It might influence the rulemakers to increase the age when checking is introduced. That sounds like a compelling reason to possibly make some changes. So it'll be interesting to see if this actually spurs some movement.
Even if it doesn't, this new study leaves no doubt. It's not concussions that cause CTE, it's hits. And that's sure to change the discussion. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.